alone, there were 3,400 gillnet endorsements, gillnet and baitnet endorsements in Queensland, and they were 400 and 600 metres each. So it was a ridiculous amount of effort capacity in Queensland. And consequently, we believe that the fish stocks plummeted because of that. So the commercial fishermen that were removed from the Trinity Inlet were given Trinity Bay as a special permit, but that put nine commercial fishermen in a small area from False Cape. It's only 11 nautical miles, False Cape to North Trinity Beach, and they competed against each other to get the dominant position, further stripping the fish stocks.
Isn't that part of the problem, Paul Orban, that you are effectively taking a fishing ground away? Those fishers have to find somewhere else to fish, therefore displacing their effort and putting pressure somewhere else?
Yeah, that is definitely an area of concern. But the small area, by leaving them in the small area, in the community waters, in the middle of town, certainly isn't resolving that situation from the community benefit point of view, or the recreational or the environmental aspect of it. So by all those fishermen have established the area outside of this small area that we're asking for in Cairns, and for instance, they only have to move a couple hundred metres off the beach at Trinity Beach, up that Trinity Beach end of the zone. So it's no big deal to them to do that, but it does get them out of the nursery areas of the Barron River and Tomatoes Creek and Saltwater Creek and the Hospital Flats, those areas where we need to allow to recover and get some more abundance of fish in that area.
What scientific evidence do you have that the area is overfished, and how will the environment and indeed the tourism sector benefit from this net ban?
The science is impossible to gather, and we've asked scientists to get in and measure the amount of fish that are in there, but it's measuring fish is pretty difficult, and you get all estimations. We look at an example of, like, for instance, Darwin. Now Northern Territory had almost 200 gillnet licences 20 years ago. They removed those. They did a major buyback, compensated the fishermen, and brought it down to 20. And within 2 years of most of the areas, the stocks returned to abundant, what they could consider abundant, and up to 5 years for places that were severely depleted. So that example's pretty well documented and jealously looked at from all other states. So Queensland doesn't have really any recreational fishing areas. So we're saying that the areas in close to town, in the community, ought not to have gillnets in them, and that's what we've had. We've had them right across the Hospital Flats, right in the middle of town, right up to the marina, where people can see them, you know, and that discourages tourism. Absolutely kills it dead. I've had a business on recreational fishing tourism that I've given up. I've closed that business. We were having 50 groups a year coming to Cairns, and each one of those people is spending around $3,000 per person, and they don't catch anything in the creeks. And we've had groups of 30 who were there for a week with guides all over and have gone home without a single fish, but there's been a net in that river, and the first person they want to throttle is me.
And you lay the blame for that on the nine commercial net fishers, not the hundreds of boats that are lined up going through the ramp there and fishing that area intensively?
Yes, I do. Well, because the commercial gill net does a lot more, is significantly more efficient than fishing lines. There's not hundreds that go in there. If you go down to the boat ramps and count the boats, which I've done, you'll find that it's not hundreds, it's dozens. And then look in their eskies. I've got a boat hire business, and I look in, that's what I do, I look in eskies. And the amount of fish that comes back out of the creeks is almost zero. The inshore netting is certainly detrimental to fish stocks. There can't be sort of too much question about that. And we're asking them to move a little bit out. Now, just on that regard, all those commercial fishermen, the originally there was nine. Now, they were put on grandfather or sunset permits, so that they couldn't transfer them. So as they died or got out of the industry, then those permits would be torn up, so Cairns would become a net-free zone eventually. Five of those have done so. So there's only three left in this area, and they're all approaching 70 years old. We've had discussions with all of them. They're all quite happy to move out. They're all quite happy to get a compensation. and provided they get adequate compensation, which we encourage. We're not opposing that, or we're not obstructing that at all, and we wish them well. So this has already all been agreed to. I know there's some heated discussions going on at the moment, but this has all been agreed to. There's been stakeholder meetings, and everyone's agreed to it in the past, and have agreed to it recently. I've talked to the main guy here in Cairns just last week, and he's fine, provided they get a decent check.
So if there is an agreement in place that will result in that, why is the no-take zone or the net-free zone necessary?
Well, you've got to get rid of the nets. The nets are the problem. Nets are too efficient. They're 600-metre, very efficient fish-catching devices. And
but aren't they going to be exiting the fishery with the fishermen that'll be grandfathered out?
They're not grandfathered out of the fishery. They're just grandfathered out of the area. So the small area we're asking for from Cairns, we're not telling them to stop fishing. They can go an extra 200 metres and fish again off Trinity Beach, but they're not in on the beach and they're not in the creeks.
I guess I'm just picking up the point that you hear commercial fishermen make, and that is that net fishers are an easy target, and that's they're quite cynical about the fact that the Labor government have announced this policy 5 minutes to an election and are now quite concerned about what is next. Is this the thin edge of the wedge?
I don't see net fishermen as being an easy target. And for instance, this argument's been going on for 30 years in Cairns.
But you've targeted them.
I've targeted them. I picked up the banner. I picked up the baton five years ago or so, and continued the lobbying effort. And commercial fishermen will tell you themselves that there's still way too many gill nets operating on the Queensland coast. And the main guy in Cairns, you know, he reckons there should be 50. At the moment, there's over 300. So rationalisation needs to be kept an eye on, and if the effort is too hard, then it needs to the effort has to come off one way or another. So it's either legislate them out of the and it's very clear that the commercial fishery take a lot more than the recreational, and they've either got to be legislated out or compensated out or reallocated or something. You know, it's a complicated process, and try not to mess people's lives up too much. But there's two sides of the coin. There's commercial fishermen, and then there's the environment. There's the community, and the community suffer when the local fish stocks are depleted as well. So fishing clubs fail one after another, which they've done in Cairns. There's no big fishing clubs left in Cairns, and you know, blokes go to the pub instead of going fishing. They take the kids fishing 10 times, don't catch a fish, and they give up. So there's a lot of boats around Cairns. There's 20 odd thousand registered trailer boats around Cairns, sitting under the mango tree collecting mangoes.
Paul Orban, there's also a lot of people in the community that will never go out in a boat and catch their own fish, and they rely on that commercial fleet for a supply of fresh, locally caught product. Do you acknowledge bans like this will make that even harder for the fishermen that are out there trying to make a living out of it?
The commercial fishermen around Cairns all have plenty of area outside of this zone. And so if it means they have to go an extra couple of hundred metres, that's not a big deal, surely.
Righto. Well, I really appreciate you putting the point across on behalf of the recreational fishers on the Queensland Country Outer Day. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you. Thank you.